Local Talk is the signature local interview program on KHOI that explores people, stories, and events of Central Iowa. It celebrates the creativity, diversity, and civic spirit of our community. This interview aired on Local Talk.
And this is Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio. I'm Ursula Rudenberg, your host for today. And I have been joined by Brenda Dreyer with the Ames Economic Development and Director of Workforce Solutions. Brenda, it's good to have you back. And you have news.
It's an exciting weekend here in Ames. But on the workforce front, we have a great deal more than just a cyclone victory to celebrate this morning. We are celebrating that in the last week, Ames and Story County have been named the number one job market in the United States by CNBC.
That's really something.
It is something. And I mean, we are traditionally, if not the lowest, one of the lowest unemployment rates in the whole country. Here of late, really in the last couple of years, as you look at our job growth, we've had really solid job growth. That's one of the things that gets looked at. But I would tell you really in the last 90 days, we've had a number of very exciting expansions from our business and industry related to growth. When you have a very low unemployment, if you are not really creating opportunities that are paying at or above the average and are offering benefits, you're not finding folks. So the types of jobs that we have available on a full-time basis are outstanding opportunities.
Talk to us a little bit about the economic development projects that are going on.
So what's real exciting as we work to support the whole county, really what we're seeing now is not only job growth here in Ames, but we've seen a couple very exciting projects over in Nevada. A couple months ago, we announced a project at Mid-States Millwright Builders. They are building a brand new facility and hiring a lot of skilled trade people to support their operation. I was there on Friday to do a visit, and I was so impressed with the caliber of the facilities.
What exactly are they?
These are folks that are actually constructing things out of metals and really supporting our ag industry and our industrial industry. It's an amazing company that's locally owned, but they're doing welding and they're doing production work really related around metals and metalworking. So in the last 90 days has decided to expand their operations, and we're seeing them more than double the size of their facility in Nevada. Another project in Nevada that is very exciting is the Burke Corporation, a long, long-standing company here in the county, very generous company. All of us that enjoy pizza and subs, more than likely those products originate from Nevada. They're now a subsidiary of Hormel, based out of Austin, Minnesota. Hormel was just recently named one of the top employers in the country. It's a company that I'm very familiar with and would attest to the quality of benefits. The Burke family, the Burke Corporation, and now Hormel have been very generous with food donations as well as monetary donations. But truly, their expansion that they've announced here in the last 15 days will, again, double their facility here in Nevada and Story County. And again, it's a food company, but it's really a cooking and freezing company, a very clean, beautiful facility. And again, they've chose to double their operations in Nevada. Those are some outstanding jobs, and they attract a workforce for quite a distance to actually work there. We've seen some very neat announcements down in Huxley. We've seen in the last month or so a company called AutoMed make an announcement there, and they're really involved in some specialized pharmaceutical livestock area. We'll be hiring upwards towards 40 positions here in the next few years down in Huxley, going into the area called Blue Sky Commons right along the interstate. We celebrated a ribbon cutting there at a company called Innovative Technologies last week. They actually make product for the ethanol industry, and so they've built a beautiful facility in that same industrial area. So we're celebrating with the community of Huxley. And up in Story City, a company called EB, who makes livestock trailers, is is actually going to be bringing in two new lines of business that we're not quite ready yet to talk about the details, but they'll be creating 64 wonderful employment opportunities, 40 of them for welders, and welders are in high demand. So if there's anybody in the audience that can weld or knows somebody that can weld or wants to weld, please reach out to us because we've got a number of great welding opportunities coming up. Again, that's an operation that'll more than double in the community of Story City. And we've got fun projects here in Ames, too. 3M, a long-standing company in our community, has decided to do some reconfiguring, bring in some new equipment, and add some additional workforce here to their facility. I tell folks all the time that it's great when a new company wants to come in and join your community. It's even better when one that's here likes you well enough to expand because it furthers their commitment and adds another hook of investment to keeping them here. And then we also have a couple new agriculture startups, Smart Ag and Performance Livestock, that have moved to new facilities here in Ames. And it's fun to see these companies that start with one or two young people and start aggressively hiring people so they can grow out their business. So we have lots to celebrate here in Ames and Story County.
What is Smart Ag?
So again, Smart Ag is really technology related to enhancing, farm operations. And again, so I'd like to think about not only is that impacting our community with good jobs here and the investment in technology, but I like to think about the impact we're having on a worldwide basis with our university and the companies that are being spurred out of Iowa State and the Research Park.
So lots of movement.
Lots of movement. It gets me up early and I stay late and the whole team is focused on dividing these projects up and making sure that we're not just supporting them at the time of announcement to make sure that we actually see them through with implementation.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of jobs is the Ames Economic Development trying to attract?
So, we have a real focus in our office as leads come in either from the state of Iowa directly into our office. We really do need to make sure that they're a good match for our infrastructure and what we have available in our infrastructure. We're not doing the prospects or our existing companies any favors if we're not really scrutinizing the types of jobs that they're creating. Are they, again, paying at or above our average? Are they offering aggressive benefit packages? And are they a complement to the jobs we have here already? So we pay very close attention to the types of jobs, what our current jobs are, and how does a potential prospect fit into that. So sometimes we need to say no just because we believe that it isn't a good match. And so that's part of the work we do.
So in your evaluation, I'm hearing you say the salary level is one criteria.
Absolutely.
Benefits are another.
Yep. Part of our jobs and why I continue to stay in economic development is keeping in mind the impact we're having on families. So I'm not naive enough to figure that everybody in Ames has a great job and they're having an easy time. I know quite the opposite is true. And so our job then becomes to say, how do we provide opportunities to get those folks training? How do we get them connected so they know that these jobs exist? Because, like I said, there are good jobs. It's just how do we bridge where people are at, where they may not be earning a living wage and having access to benefits, to connecting them to these good opportunities. So we work real closely with DMAC to try to identify some training. But that really leads me to one of the next pieces that I feel like I'm real excited about. So I don't know exactly when the Iowa Works Office left, or what used to be called Job Service, left Ames, but it really did leave a hole in our services. And some of those things, I know a lot of places have tried to bridge and be helpful. I was taking calls a couple times a week from folks that needed additional help with trying to find a job. And so we're very excited to announce that our partners at Iowa Workforce Development have reopened an Iowa office and our Ames office, excuse me. They got lots of offices in Iowa, but in Ames,
uh-huh.
Yeah. And
so explain exactly what Iowa Work Office.
So it's
Iowa Workforce.
It's Iowa Workforce Development. Is the department of the state, but they if
it's
you
called
drive
the Iowa Works
office. Yeah. So that's what you're going to see on the signs.
And what is that?
So if I'm a job seeker, I can go to the Iowa Works office and I can get help with putting a resume together, finding a job online. Maybe I don't have a computer. If I have a computer, it doesn't have good internet access. I can go and do that in a safe and supportive environment. Let's say I haven't interviewed in a while. You can go to the Iowa Works office and they'll actually conduct mock interviews with you.
Wow.
They'll show you how to look on workinames.com and how to search Indeed and how to utilize LinkedIn in order to make connections on jobs. And they have their own job board too called Iowa Jobs that if I jumped on there today probably has 1,000 job openings on it. So
this is a support system for somebody looking for a job. And this is available to everybody.
It is available to everybody. Mm-hmm. Our taxpayer dollars fund that. So,
that's great. Where are they going to be?
They opened on September 26th. And so our offices are working to help them to get the word out. But they are actually located at 903 Lincoln Way. Had to look down at my notes because I know they're right across from the DOT office in a little brick building.
So where the credit union is?
I'm down a little bit further to
the
west.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But a brick building, and you can park behind, and it's got a white sign on the front that says Iowa Works. But also for folks that have found themselves unemployed by no action of their own, can go in and they can assist with unemployment as well. So it's great to have that here in Ames again.
That's fabulous. Website?
We direct people all the time to workinames.com.
Workinames.com.
Yeah, that's really where we have 1,700 of these job opportunities posted. If folks need help getting to Iowa Works, you know, they can call our offices and we can help. But it's right on Lincoln Way across from the DOT and they're there to help.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Brenda Dreyer with the Ames Economic Development and Director of Iowa Workforce Solutions. And Brenda, time flies when you're talking such
when we're sharing good news.
It's amazing. Action-packed report that you just brought. Thank you so much. You have been listening to Local Talk. I've been your host today, Ursula Rudenberg. Thank you for listening. Any last words you want to say?
No, I would say that we are so blessed to live in such a great community and a great county and...
Thank you.
Thank you for the time.
You can hear more interviews like this on Local Talk, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m. on 89.1 KHOI Community Radio. You can support Community Radio through the donate button at khoifm.org.